In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness. There is one true and living God whose proper name is Allah, who intervened mercifully in our affairs in the person of Master W. Farid Muhammad, the great Mahdi, to whom all holy divine praise is due forever. I bear witness the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is his exalted Christ, and I furthermore bear witness the honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is their divine anointed and appointed extension, reminder, warner, teacher, comforter, and guide in our midst today. It is in these three men, divine, holy, and righteous names, I greet you all, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, in the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. All praise is due to Allah. Before I begin, I must give thanks to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for granting me with the honor and the privilege to be one of his students in his ministry class, as well as being blessed with this mission to share words to his people from his rostrum. Giving divine thanks to our beloved spiritual father, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, for granting me with new life. Is that right, family? We've been granted with new life.
That's right.
Saving my life and that's being right. The divine light, keeping me on the right path.
That's right.
By Allah's grace and mercy alone, giving thanks to our brother, Student Minister Kenneth Muhammad. Let's give our brother a round of applause. Let's give Sister Nabila a round of applause as well for her presentation. For granting your little brother with the privilege and the honor of being a student in this august body ministry class of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. As our brother continues to strive to lead our city of Rochester by his continuous effort to be a divine reflection of our beloved leader, teacher, and guide, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Last week, Student Minister Kenneth Muhammad delivered divine words of truth, comfort, and enlightenment with part two of his subject, The Spirit of Warning. I have a question for you all this morning, brothers and sisters. Let this question that I ask, let it marinate on your spirit and ingest it and take it in. Question: are you satisfied with the life you're living? Brothers and sisters, are you ready to free yourselves of the mental chains plaguing our culture and our communities? The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us a period of transition is the most difficult period in human development.
Yes, sir.
For during periods of transition, the life that is in transition is not where it was, and it is not where it is intended to be.
That's right. Come on.
So such periods of time are always very dangerous for the life that is in transition. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us when we speak of messengers of Allah God or men and women who are involved in a divine work guided by Allah God, we must always keep in mind that the first verse of the Holy Quran is, praise belongs only to Allah, the Lord, nourisher, sustainer, and evolver of all the worlds. We can learn to love ourselves, heal ourselves, and evolve ourselves, family, with the proper knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of today's subject, God's law, divine universal order. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us, whenever a life is in transition from imperfection toward perfection, there is a constant process of change.
That's right.
Growth and transition.
Come on.
Stage two.
That's right.
Change and growth and transition. Stage three, change, growth, and transition. We are constantly in stages of growth, and between each stage is a transitional stage. How we feeling? We all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is the most dangerous part of the journey because many things can get lost in transition.
That's right.
Today's subject, God's law, divine universal order, comes from a message titled God's Law Must Underpin Man's Law, delivered by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Living in this world today, family, where we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity, for our divine salvation and liberation as black men and women of America, we must turn our hearts and minds toward living by the laws of God before we expire and reach our termination. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, bear with me, family. We had a little short technical difficulties, but we're going to keep pushing. Is that right?
That's right. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, brother.
We're going to strive and survive on this one. Next question. Are you ready to free yourselves of the mental chains plaguing our culture? Are you ready to fight for our people's liberation while seeking divine salvation? Brothers and sisters, are you ready and willing to heal and experience new growth and development? With the assistance of Almighty Allah, I pray with today's subject, God's law, divine universal order, we will be and we will get reacquainted, pardon me, with the God within as we all are striving to return to our natural origin of self. I can guarantee you from these divine life and light-giving teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, as taught by the honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, you will experience a reawakening, a new birth, inshallah. Beloved brothers and sisters, we are taught by the honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the time of judgment is in full effect.
That's right.
It is imperative for us to understand the divine energy and power of our existence, which is necessary for us not only to survive, but to live life abundantly. Beloved, the food of the Spirit is first received by ear.
That's right, come on.
I ask that you all bring your mind at ease, relax, and strive to listen to our message, God's law, divine universal order, with an open heart and mind. Please bear with me, family. This topic is dear to my spirit. By Allah's grace and mercy, I pray I may share something from these divine truth teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, as taught by the honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, will pierce your spirit to get you going upright and on the straight path. Okay, let's go. How we feeling? We all right?
Yes, sir.
I'm a little nervous. It's been a while. It's been a while, so we're going to keep pushing.
That's right.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us being rightly guided is the most valuable thing you can have in your possession.
Yes, sir.
More valuable than money and property. Mm-hmm. I got to repeat that again.
Yes, sir. Come on, brother. Come on.
Being rightly guided is more valuable than money and property. These are divine truth teachings, and that is the purpose of our mission today by sharing these words from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and the honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to get us acquainted with God's law, his divine universal order. The honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us, after an infinity of time, a man brought sin into the world. All men have sinned.
That's right.
And death followed sin. And the result of death spiritually caused men to produce hell on earth.
Come on.
Now, I know we could bear witness to seeing hell on earth. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Just look outside your windows.
That's right.
Turn on your television.
That's right.
Listen to our music. It's hell on earth right now. Is that right, family?
Come on.
All praise is due to Allah. From his lecture series, The Time and What Must Be Done, Part 8, the minister teaches us and shared with us, cities and towns of America, some will be ravaged by fire, others by water. Towns destroyed by tornadoes, hurricanes, and floods. And soon, great earthquakes will be tearing down cities. The chastisement of God has begun.
Yes, sir.
And the grace period is over.
That's right. Come on. Come on now.
From our lessons, we are taught, we were asked this question. This is point number 12. Tell us why the devil does not teach that. Answer, because he desires to make slaves out of all he can so that he can rob them and live in luxury.
Yes, sir.
The rulers of this wicked, ungodly world do not want us to come to the divine realization of the true knowledge of God, knowledge of self, knowledge of the devil, nor the true knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the time.
That's right. Come on, come on.
Again, coming from our lessons, point number 7, ask the question, why does the devil keep our people illiterate? Answer, so that he can use them for a tool and also a slave.
That's right. Come on.
He keeps them blind to themselves so that he can master them. Illiterate means ignorant. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us the Arabic word for divine law is El Shira.
Right.
Okay. I want to make sure I pronounce that correctly.
Yes, sir.
El Shira is meant everything legislated by Allah God for ordering man's life. It includes principles of belief, principles of administration and justice, principles of morality and human relationships, and principles of knowledge. Today's subject, God's law, divine universal order, comes from a message, again, from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. God's law must underpin man's law, okay?
That's right. Come on, come on.
To put this message in its divine context, family, I want us to have a clear understanding of the one true and living God whose law we must adhere to in this hour and time while we are blessed to live life above ground. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
From our Muslim program, which you can find on the back of every edition of the Final Call. I see my brother has one right next to him. That back edition, you go to that final back page. We're going to read from point number 12, from what the Muslims believe. We believe that Allah God appeared in the person of Master W. Fadid Muhammad, July 1930, the long-awaited Messiah of the Christians and the Mahdi of the Muslims. We believe further and lastly that Allah is God, and besides him there is no God. And he will bring about a universal government of peace where we all can live in peace together. I want to read that one more time, that last part. We believe further and lastly that Allah God, and besides him, there is no God, and he will bring about a universal government.
Universal.
Look at my brother's shoulder here. That's the universal government.
That's right.
That's sun, moon, and star, our universal flag right there.
Yes,
universal government of peace, wherein we all can live in peace together. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us, Master Fadid Muhammad gave a demonstration of the first phase of the Messianic or the Jesus mission, which the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was to fulfill.
Yes, sir.
The word of God that came to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was a word that was designed to fit the condition of our minds at the time, but a deeper study of that same word would disentangle us from a limited understanding,
yes, sir,
of what we thought we understood when we first heard that word. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us a law.
Yes.
Oftentimes, we obeyed the law, not out of love for the law,
right,
but out of fear of the consequences of being put out of society and being rejected by our peers. But that did not stop us from lusting after a female or fantasizing to do this or that which was against the law.
That's right.
When the nation fell, the law was literally vacated. And this gave rise to all of the evil of our hearts the law appeared to suppress.
That's right. Come on.
Then this evil was free to burst forth. The law was like a dam holding back the torrent of evil that was in the hearts of the people. But when the dam was removed, the torrent broke forth.
Jeez.
It was a destructive of the house, destructive of the families, destructive of our marriages, and ultimately destructive of our lives. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us the process of rebuilding or resurrecting starts with enticing people to come to truth and to have love and respect for the law.
That's right.
I'm going to say that one more time.
Come on, brother. Come on.
The process of rebuilding or resurrecting starts with enticing people to come to truth. So we have to come to truth in this hour, family, and have to have love and respect for law. What law? God's law. In truth, in the truth is the law. But in the truth is not necessarily the love of the law. That has to come from the heart, which it is connected to Allah God. Your heart has to be connected where? To Allah God. Again, this is God's law, divine universal order. So we're being divinely connected. We're connecting these parts here. Understood?
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah. When the heart is connected to Allah God, it sees the law as a blessing from Allah God to give order and regularity to our lives and to discipline our affairs. Then we grow in love with Allah God and in love with the law. When we love Allah God and love the law, we outgrow the need for the law. So then love is the end of the law. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us law is very important and the administration of law is important as the law. For under law, Allah God created the heavens and the earth.
Right.
There is nothing in this universe that does not function according to a law. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us the most honorable Elijah Muhammad taught him that God's first law was motion.
Right.
After you put something in motion, the second law is order.
Right.
You have to bring what you put into motion under order.
Yes, sir.
Allah God came and gave us order out of chaos.
Right. Come on.
He gave us light out of darkness.
Come on.
He
now.
Gave us activity out of inactivity.
Come on.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us the sun functions according to a law.
Yes, sir.
As do the moon and the stars.
Come on, beloved. Come on.
But it is human beings
yes.
that he created in his image.
Come on,
and after his likeness
on,
that he then treat us as he treated the planets, the animals, the fowl, and the fish.
That's right. Come on now.
He gave them a law and they cannot disobey.
That's right. Go ahead.
He also created us under a law. But he gives us free will. We can obey or disobey. And if we obey, there are blessings.
Yes.
If we disobey, there are consequences and curses.
That's right. Come on, beloved.
The minister furthermore teaches us to be a judge is one of the highest callings of any human being. Because to be a judge or a justice is to stand in the place of Allah God, judging the affairs of men according to law.
That's right. Come on, brother. Come on.
The law that you see, pardon me, the law that you use is a law that came from man. But the underpinning of the law that came from man is the law that came from Allah God.
That's right.
What is God's law? Divine universal order.
Yes, sir.
Freedom.
Yes.
Justice.
Yes.
And equality.
That's right. Come on now.
I'm going to ask you again. What is God's law? Divine universal order. It is freedom, justice, and equality, family.
That's right.
The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan asked the question, how can I judge with man's law and not be acquainted with the law of God's law?
Come on, brother. Come on.
How can I be a politician knowing the art and the science of governance and not understand the art and the science that Allah God uses to govern creation? Think on that. It is just a profession, or should I be more than just a lawyer, one who is a practitioner of the law? And what does that have to do with character? Can I be bought? If I can be bought and I can be sold, then I can never represent true justice.
Jeez, brother.
Because justice knows not who you are or what you are. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us justice is according to truth. But what he finds in human beings is that we are lazy in the search for truth. Is that right, family?
Come on.
We are lazy in the search of truth.
Yes.
We are full of assumptions and theories.
Teach.
We are not diligent enough in our search for truth, but it is only on the basis of truth that justice and true judgment can be given. Allah God's law renders all equal. David the psalmist said, I meditate on the law night and day. There, the law is a lamp unto my feet. How could I walk in darkness and know the law? If the law is a lamp unto my feet, then I walk a path that is blessed, that is a blessed path.
Yes, sir.
We go through that one more time. I meditate on the law night and day. The law is a lamp unto my feet. How could I walk in darkness and know the law? If the law is a lamp unto my feet, then I walk a path that is a blessed path.
Right.
The foundation of today's message comes from Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 2 and 6, as well as Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Reading from Psalms 1, chapter 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked or stand in the way that sinners take or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on his law day and night. It's something that's being repeated here, family. We want you to catch on to. You hear that David is telling us we must meditate on this law, on God's divine law day and night. It's for a purpose. Verse 6 says, for the law watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. And that is the divine purpose of us following God's divine law and meditating on his law night and day. That way, we would not find ourselves doing what? Being led to destruction. We don't want to head to self-destruction. How many of my hip-hop heads remember that song? You had it for us. Okay, all right, we here. All praise is due to Allah. Now, those who delight, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditate on his law day and night. According to Webster's Dictionary, delight is a noun and defined as a high degree of gratification. Joy, also extreme satisfaction. Secondly, something that is that gives great pleasure. According to Webster's Dictionary, meditate is a verb and is defined as to focus on one's thought or reflect on or ponder over, to plan or project in the mind, intend purpose. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says it like this. Keep this book of law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. When we delight in God's law and we meditate on God's law, combined with when the heart is connected to Allah God, it sees the law as a blessing from Allah God to give order and regularity to our lives,
yes,
and
sir,
to discipline our affairs.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Then we grow in love with Allah God and in love with the law.
Yes, sir.
When we love Allah God and love the law, we outgrow the need for the law. So then love is the end of law. Okay?
Yes, sir.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us from his study this divine law of our Creator. He saw that birth is a law. None of us get here except we come through the same process. Sperm mixed with ovum in the right place at the right time. If you come here through the law of birth, you at some time experience the law of death. The law of death equalizes us all. And when we go out of the world, we go out speaking a universal language, making the same sound,
yes,
expiration of last breath.
Jesus.
But where the confusion comes in is during the time of life.
That's right. Come on.
Why should there be so much disparity during the time of life? It has something to do with law and politics. It has something to do with the lack of knowledge of our own weakness in administering justice. It has a lot to do with our misunderstanding of the Word of God. It has a lot to do with our lack of understanding life and the laws and principles that govern life.
Yes, sir.
According to Scripture, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us we are not destroyed because we are white or we are black. We are destroyed because we live in ignorance. Knowledge is a human need. Knowledge is a human right. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us Allah God created no human being without giving that human being a bit of himself.
Jeez,
I'm going to say that one more time.
Yes, sir.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us Allah God created no human being without giving that human being a bit of himself.
Yes, sir.
Allah God is excellent, so there is no human being that is mediocre.
Come on now, come on now.
Did y'all hear that, family?
Yes, sir, sir.
Allah God is excellent, so there is no human being that is mediocre.
That's right, come on.
Every one of us are degrees of the manifestation of Allah God's excellence. But every one of us has a need to discover what Allah God has put within and to nurture and cultivate it to put it into the service of ourselves, our family, our community, our nation, for the glory of Allah God.
Good teaching, brother. Come on now.
The human being is the glory of Allah God.
Yes, yes.
But the glory of Allah God is like a heap that Allah God is ashamed of. Undeveloped human beings. We can go out into space and find things out, but cannot go into the souls of human beings and mine out the richness of the human spirit.
Man, come on.
Something is wrong with the world that judges men by their color rather than their content of their character. Something is wrong with society that does not cultivate and develop the human beings that live within it.
Come on, brother.
Giving us the chance to be all that Allah God created us to be.
Yes, sir. Come on, brother.
Something is wrong with a world like this.
That's right. Come on.
That from morning to night, you sit in front of an ignorant box,
television,
looking at stupidity and foolishness, filth and decadence.
There we go. Come on.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us we are not properly trained.
Yes.
We are not properly cultivated.
Yes,
we are not properly educated.
On,
we are not properly trained under God's law.
Yes.
We are not properly cultivated under God's law.
Jeez,
we are thoroughly miseducated about God's law.
Jeez,
is that right?
That's right. Come on, brother. Come on. Now. Go ahead,
from our lessons, point number two, ask the question, why did Musa have a hard time civilizing the devil 2000 BC? Answer, because he was a savage. Savage means a person that lost the knowledge of himself and who is living a beast life. Musa was a half original man and a prophet. 2000 BC means before Christ. In the Asiatic world, it was in the 11,000th year.
Yes, sir.
Civilize means to teach the knowledge and wisdom of the human family of the planet Earth. We are living in an animal kingdom, family. With all due respect, don't take this as disrespect, but you see what's going on outside.
Yes.
We are living in an animal kingdom.
Yes. Right.
This is not cultured, civilized people.
That's right.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us, before we get into your courtroom to send us away or to punish us, we need to look at this society and how this society has failed people of America.
Yes.
We have been failed by coming into an educational system that has at its root white supremacy. How can that be proper education? When it makes white people think they are better because they are white, and make black people think we are inferior because we are black. That makes both people sick.
Come on now. Come on, beloved. Come on now.
The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us the divine law of Islam's, the divine law of Islam, Allah's system of universal order for his creation was a man. His creation, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, was a man taught us to respect the law of Allah God. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
He was a man that taught us also to respect the laws of man. Why should we respect law? There is no civilization, no nation, no society that is ordered if that society does not have law. And we have a society that has law, and the citizens of that society do not respect the law. Then you have a disordered society. Is that right?
That's right. Come on, brother.
The Honorable, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us that the first law of the universe is motion.
Yes.
Everything that is living is in motion.
Teach, brother.
Everything that is moving, everything that is living is moving.
Teach.
We live in a universe where everything is in motion. Nothing is really standing still. When you have motion, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, the second law of the universe is that you must have order. Disorder is the very opposite of order.
Teach, brother.
Order presupposes obedience to law,
teach,
rules, and regulations.
That's right. Come on, come on.
Once you have motion and no order, then the motion starts tearing itself apart.
Right.
Think on that. You have motion but no order. That's self-destruction.
That's right.
Without order, then you bring your motion to a stop. Disorder produces the death of a society, the death of a nation, the death of a civilization. And it produces your and my death if our life is not ordered.
Teach, brother. Teach.
May I take a slight pause for some water so I can stay in order? All praise is due to Allah. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, defines order as a condition of logical or comprehensible arrangement among the separate elements of a group, the established system of social organization, a condition in which freedom from disorder or disruption is maintained through respect for established authority. That's order. Disorder, a lack of order or regular arrangement. Confusion. Allah is not the author of confusion. Okay? This is disorder we're speaking of. A lack of order or regular arrangement. Confusion. A breach of civic order or peace. A public disturbance. An ailment that affects the function of mind or body. Motion. The act or process of changing position or place, meaningful or expressive change in the position of the body or part of the body, a gesture, active operation as in set the plan in motion, obedience, the act of obeying, to carry out or fulfill the command, order, or instruction, interfere, to be or create a hindrance or obstacle, to intervene or intrude in the affairs of others.
That's right. Come on, brother. Come on.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us Almighty God Allah in creating life and giving motion to life and all the planets would be an unwise God to create the motion, which is law, and not protect that motion by bringing in the law that gives order to that motion.
Yes, sir.
That's a wise God.
And
everything that exists, you find a law working.
Teach, man. Come on.
And everything that exists, you find that the success of the creature is directly due to its obedience to the law under which it's created.
Teach, brother. Teach.
Once the creature deviates from the law under which it is created, it starts interfering with its own motion. Then it brings itself to an untimely death. Got to repeat that one more time.
Yes, sir.
Once the creature, once we, you and I, deviate from the law which God created us in, We start interfering with our own motion.
Jeez,
then itself, we will be subject to an untimely death.
Jeez, brother. Come on now. Come on.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us, as human beings, we are created as what is called the microcosm. Mm. That whatever you see going on in us, you can read it in the universe from the same God that created us, created the universe. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, the human body is a mathematical creation.
Yes.
And like everything else, it is on time.
It is on time. Come on, brother. Come on.
Beloved brothers and sisters, we live under tremendous stress in this society. Is that right?
Right. That's right.
And medical doctors tell us that most of our health problems today are due to stress. That's what they say. They don't tell us what stress is due to. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us the burden of wickedness on a righteous earth. If we disobey the divine laws of Almighty God, we begin to set up pressure on the brain, that the brain begins to be burdened. When you have stress on something, you have pressure on it that it is not able to withstand. And ultimately, the pressure forces that thing that is weighing down upon it to break. So stress is really pressure. The Holy Quran teaches us that the earth will convulse as though it had received a revelation, and the earth will cast off its burden.
Yes.
Burden is defined as something that is carried, something that is emotionally difficult to bear, the amount of a disease-causing entity present in an organism.
That's right. Come on, brother.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us, here is a disobedient, rebellious, lawless world imposing itself on an earth and a people that were born to live under the divine rule of the law of God. This is a burden. So when the scripture teaches the earth will cast off its burden, this is to tell us the wicked will be destroyed from the face of the earth, because wickedness is a burden for the righteous earth to carry.
Come on, Brother Cedric. Come on now.
So if we can see that wickedness is a burden for the earth to carry,
come on,
and since our bodies come up out of this righteous earth created by a righteous God, then is your body made to carry the weight of rebellion against the law of God?
Hey, come on now.
Think about that now.
Say that again now.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
If we can see that wickedness for the earth to carry, and since our bodies come up out of this righteous earth, created by a righteous God, then is your body made to carry the weight of rebellion against the law of God? These are questions we must ask ourselves.
That's right.
When we wake up in the morning and go out and decide to do something rebellious, what do you think is going to happen when we rebel against the law of God? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. It was given to us.
Go ahead, brother.
Right from Psalms.
Come on, brother.
Chapter 1, verse 6.
Go ahead, brother.
For the law watches over the way of the righteous.
But
the way of the wicked leads to destruction.
Go ahead, man.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us we are from the earth.
Yes.
But the essence of us is from Allah God.
Mm,
this is why we do not refer to ourselves as members of a nation tied to a particular landmass. But we are directly tied to the Creator and the nature in which we are created. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that we are members of the Creator's nation, so we must act accordingly. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, we must strive to strengthen our relationship and connection to Allah God. Is that right?
Yes.
Right.
Coming from Surah 87. Glorify the name of thy Lord, the Most High, who creates and makes complete, and who measures then guides. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us, Allah from the above ayat, He Allah creates things and brings them to perfection.
Come on.
He makes things according to a measure and shows them the ways whereby they may attain to perfection.
Jeez.
The true meaning of the evolutionary process is fully developed in the first two actions, creation and completion.
Yes, sir.
Everything created by Allah God must attain to its destined completion.
Say that again. Come on, brother.
Everything created by Allah God must attain to its destined completion.
Come on, now.
The last two actions show how the completion is brought about. Listen, he makes everything according to a measure.
Everything
according to a measure.
Jeez.
That is within with certain laws of development.
Jeez.
Inherent in it, and it is also shown a way, it knows the line along which it must proceed so that it may reach its goal completion.
Right.
This is God's law.
Yes.
This is Allah's favor shown for us, his undenying everlasting love for his creation. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us, whenever a man loses the ability to read Allah God's will and that which is around him or her, then it is incumbent upon Almighty God, out of the abundance of his love and mercy for humanity, to raise a prophet, a messenger, an apostle to teach us the will of God and to give us the privilege and the opportunity to submit our will to do the will of Allah God and come into favor with Allah
yes.
God.
Come on.
So for more definite insight of the law of God, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us the law of God is the body of commandments which express the will of Allah God
yes, sir.
With regard to the conduct of his intelligent creatures. Also, any of his specific commandments. The will of God as expressed through revelation, including the scriptures, messengers, and prophets.
Yes, sir.
This is the law of God, family.
Come on, brother.
Yes.
Come on.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us, Master Fard Muhammad, the great Mahdi, to whom praise is due forever, came to North America on July 4th, 1930, to declare our independence. He set up classes and gave instructions that would bring into reality a new kind of human being. A human being that would become like a magnet, so unlike this world that he or she would attract the people of this world to him or her. I got to say that one more time.
Yes,
sir.
Master Fadl Muhammad, to all holy divine praise is due forever. The great Mahdi came to North America on July 4th, 1930 to declare our independence, family. He set up classes, FOI class, MGT class, and gave instructions that would bring us into a new reality, would make us into a new kind of human being that would be like a magnet, so unlike this world, the wicked ways of this world, that he or she would attract the people of this world to him or her. Master Fard Muhammad knew that a certain time there would be a level of dissatisfaction in his country so great that it would demand a change. He also knew that out of his messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad would be at the forefront of that change, and those wise enough to submit to their guidance would be the beneficiaries of that change.
Teach, brother.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us, the law of God is the ladder by which we climb up into oneness with him, becoming possessors of his spirit. I do not say that we will be able to climb up that ladder without difficulty.
Right.
And the Holy Quran teaches us, surely with difficulty is ease.
Come on, brother.
And with difficulty surely is ease.
Teach.
I'm going to say that again. Surely with difficulty is ease.
Yes.
And with difficulty is surely ease.
Yes, sir.
Master Fard Muhammad came to us with a promise of money, luxury, good homes, and friendships in all walk of life.
Yes, sir.
He promised us that if we followed him and endured the hardship and suffering necessary to be remolded and remade, the result will be luxury. But he warned, if you do not clean up, you are out of luck with us. This showed his unwillingness to tolerate us in the class if we do not make a sincere effort to clean our lives up.
Yes.
We have to clean ourselves up, family.
That's right.
And cleaning ourselves up will place you and I in divine alignment with Allah God.
Go ahead.
I should have slowed down a little bit, but.
All right, brother. Go ahead, man.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us in the Nation of Islam, proper leadership is that which teaches us loyalty to Allah God, His Messenger, the law, and Him. When we break the loyalty to the law, we break the code of friendship between us, and more importantly, we do not deserve friendship with those who strive to live by the law unless until we are punished and begin striving again.
Yes.
I'm going to read that one more time.
Yes, sir.
We are taught by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in the Nation of Islam, proper leadership is that which teaches loyalty. Wow. Loyalty to Allah God. Mm-hmm. We have to be loyal to our Creator, the Most High, His Messenger, and the law, and Him. When we break the loyalty to the law, we break the code of friendship between us. And most importantly, we do not deserve friendship with those who strive to live by the law, unless and until we are punished and begin striving again. We must strive every day, brothers and sisters, to meet these divine requirements.
That's right. Come on, brother. Come on. That's right.
All praise is due to Allah. Brother Jabril shared with us, this is a part of the process of qualifying a people for God's government,
right?
To be more fully set up hereafter the fall of this world. Words from Brother Jabril. We pray to him to be found worthy to enter into it. We want to be found worthy to enter into God's government, this new kingdom. We also hope the same for our people, though most of them have not accepted the chief means to enter. Mm. The chief means is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. They will soon, as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught, the word of God through his messenger is not enough to give full life to the bones, black people of America. Something extra is needed.
Right.
God would have to whip his people. This is happening right now.
That's right.
Are you catching your whipping? Catching mine.
Go ahead, brother.
This involves the breaking of the power of the slave master on whom his people depend.
Yes, sir.
As they should depend on him.
Yes.
The complete fall of this world and the chastisement will come as a shock. This is because the vast majority refuse to take the advice of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Teach,
therefore, they are not prepared for what is upon us all. It should be remembered that this divine whipping is no more than just and even merciful consequences of the rejection of Allah, His Messenger, and the truth.
Yes.
It will be terrible.
Yes, sir.
However, Brother Jabril stated, the ultimate effect will be to bring black people to their senses.
Come on.
Then they will realize that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us the full truth of people things. All praise is due to Allah. Then they will accept him. They will accept themselves for what they are, Muslims. As it is written, all the dead will rise. All praise is due to Allah.
Good teaching, brother.
I will close with these last divine words of spiritual nourishment. Beloved brothers and sisters, we know in order for us to move and think right, we must eat and drink the correct foods and liquids. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Allah in the person of Master Father Muhammad and all of his beneficence and mercy gave to his messenger, for you and me, his dietary laws, how to eat to live.
That's right.
In two books, from these dietary laws, we are taught to eat one meal a day.
One meal a day.
Or what the colonizers are now calling intermittent fasting. You know how they do.
That's right. Come on, bro.
right. 1 meal a day.
1 meal a day.
The most honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us by eating 1 meal a day, some chronic diseases will finish in a few years.
That's right.
As they fail to get the poison that will keep them alive.
Jeez.
Sometimes they vanish within a few months. If you eat the right foods and eat only 1 meal a day or every 2 days. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad encouraged us to 1 meal a day. And when you master it, eat once every other day.
Yes,
and when you master that, eat once every 3 days and stay there for the rest of your life. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us to fast once a month for 3 days, for 4 days, or for whatever length of time you are able to go without food, without harming yourself, and you will feel good. Did you know that if you would stop eating pig and the food that you should not eat, stop eating that 3-4 times a day, and stop drinking whiskey, beer, and wine, you would save such in the way of money?
Yes.
So with God's divine law, his divine universal order, we have a dietary law as well.
Yes.
To keep us above ground as long as possible.
That's right.
All praise is due to Allah. Dear family, I pray that no one was offended by what we had to share today, from what I was blessed to share with you from these divine light and life-giving teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, as taught by the honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I pray that this will motivate us all from this day forward to strive higher to follow God's law, divine universal order. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.